6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us in this somber day. We've got some announcements to make, and then I'm going to get into the show here. We've got guests at the bottom of the hour, the top of next hour, and the bottom of next hour. The guest that was supposed to join us now decided he didn't want to be on the show. So, unfortunately, we're not going to have him. Won't go into detail on that. The Power Mall right now, 10% off Miracle 2 and 10% off Willard Water Products. John Willard will be on the show with us at the top of next hour. And the new iComplex has a date of manufacture of 322 on the bottle. It's not an expiration date of manufacturing. So they're not out of date. When you get the new iComplex, enjoy it. All right. OptiVita Basic Essentials. We got them. Smaller, cheaper, more portable package than Complete Essentials. And we got the new book at the Power Mall. Head to Toe Calcium Bentonite Clay by Perry A. Can be purchased in 1 or 4 pound sizes to go with that book. Clay Bath, that's the name of it. We have a few different Grown by Nature supplements on closeout due to Best Buy dates. These will be listed at half off, so there's your chance to get them. They're still good. Iron and molybdenum, calcium, potassium, vitamin E, and zinc. Also, the Hysor Q10 from Good Health Naturally is going to be on closeout as well. You can view those just by going to thepowermall.com and clicking on closeouts. And again, we were going to have Dr. John Lott on. I wanted his comments based on what most of you at least understand. If you weren't watching mainstream media yesterday, they probably didn't talk a whole lot about it. I know Fox News, last night we were watching Tucker lay into nitwit, numbskull, scarecrow. He and his little wifey Jill got on camera last night in their little dollhouse at D.C. there, started to look like he was really concerned and caring about what happened in Uvalde, Texas yesterday. And unfortunately, then he turned around, raised his voice, and started his little Democratic rant about gun control and rallying against the NRA and God knows what else. You know, giving us the I told you so speech about wanting to take everybody's guns away. Huh. You know, and I just, as soon as I was watching, because I had to see what he was going to say, because we all knew. Even Tucker predicted he was going to go crazy with the thing, and he did. He did exactly what he said, Tucker said he was going to do. And I thought, yeah, he can't, there's, what was the old saying, Rahm Emanuel, never let a crisis go to waste? And this is what they do. And people seem to forget we don't have a democracy, because if we did, it would be in our Pledge of Allegiance. So, you know, Pelosi, besides the fact she can't take communion, good for the Catholic Church. They don't have to see that little whore in their midst. What a mess she is, and she's making money doing it, serving in Congress. We call them political whores. You can call them what you want. Michael Jackson, wannabe on a bad makeup day. How about that? We have a few choice words for her, but I will hold that in abeyance for the moment. 844-769-2944. This is the only half hour I think we're going to take your calls where there isn't a guest involved in conversation that there might be an important question you have. Not so much for comments, but I really want to get into the fact that the media and the authorities down in the close to the border town of Uvalde are dealing with a crisis. We are told at least 19 students are dead, along with a very beautiful-looking Hispanic teacher, very young. I'm sure her students loved her. Her name was Ava. Second, third, and fourth graders. And nobody needs to go to school to be shot at. Salvador Ramos turned 18 and went out and got himself a couple of legal AR-15s before everything gets out of hand here. And this, of course, was premeditated. He got on social media. So did the guy from Buffalo. It's one of those things that we have to deal with. The moral compass would indicate not to try to restrict the Second Amendment. Texas schools, according to Governor Abbott and the Attorney General, I think just about all the Texas leaders, Ken Paxton, Dan Patrick, I think all the leaders have been on TV expressing their disgust over the situation. So, in keeping with what happened in Uvalde, and should not have happened, there is a grandmother out there that is, we think, is deceased. We're not sure yet. We're getting reports that she was hospitalized. We want to take a moment of silence for the dead. Dear Heavenly Father, we just pray for these families. We lift the situation up to you. Thank you for their deliverance as they're grieving. We have a very evil government that we are at war with. These people do not care about our rights. These people are trying to restrict our rights. And by doing so, they allow evil people to come out and commit things like this, Father. These people all have free will that you gave them, and they choose to do evil. This is why you made them reprobates. And obviously, he is no longer alive because of what he did. We just lift the situation up for these grieving families, Father. It's going to be very difficult for them. And very difficult for America to adjust to an administration that is trying to punish the rest of us for something that one person did. Just be with these families, Father. Get them through the grieving process. Life does go on. For those that are feeling the pain and anger, to comfort us. In the name of your son, Yeshua. Can I get an amen? Sherry in Kansas. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm just having a real hard time believing this just because, you know, we get so many of these things happen. It seems to be a lot more during a Democratic administration. And, okay, were the kids sitting, like, in desks in rows and columns?
No, they were in recess. They were in recess, what we heard.
Well, I'm sorry, but, okay, I assume that I don't know much about an AR-15, but it's, what, semi-auto?
Yes.
Got a clip and stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
And, but still, you know, somebody who just acquired a weapon and they're that accurate, I don't know. It's just, it sure sounds like a, you know, what do we call it, mind control program deal. I just...
Well, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to say, Sherry. The thing is, even with that idea of mind control out there, when the Jonesboro school shooting happened in Arkansas, I talked to my news director at KLBJ when I was morning anchor in Austin. That's when Lady Bird Johnson was running the radio station with her daughter Lucy, and I told the news director, I said, look, you go on there and you start with this, if it bleeds, it leads nonsense. You are going to encourage other people to do this. there will be copycat incidents because you are encouraging it, you're publicizing it, and you're making these people feel like, look, all I got to do to make a name for myself is go shoot up a school. And he told me I was full of the proverbial caca. Then we had Columbine. I rest my case.
Yeah, there's some real, I've heard things about Columbine that, you know, that those two kids weren't the only shooters, you know. So I don't trust Columbine either. But, you know, if they handle this like they handled Sandy Hook, then we do have, because I have my suspicions about Sandy Hook, there were just too many unanswered questions. You know,
well, there were. Alex Jones, of course, got himself in trouble over it.
Well, but so, there were so many things about they didn't let any paramedics go in. They didn't, you know, they didn't take any of these children to the hospital. You know, there's just all sorts of things. And, you know, so, and the thing about the, all these people getting their houses paid for on Christmas Day, you know. Who works on Christmas Day?
Yeah, hard to figure out a lot of that.
Yeah, if they handle the information like they handled it at Sandy Hook, then we have every reason to be suspicious that this might not be what, you know, we're being told. Anyway, that's all I had, Dave. Thanks.
All right, appreciate it, Sherry. Thanks so much. Tom in Michigan, you're on. What's going on?
Yeah, I got this book in front of me, Transformation of America by Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips. I got it back in 1996 when they came around. They did they were doing lectures, and I actually have the signed copy here. She was an MK Ultra mind control slave of this, I don't know, some dark part of the government. And she didn't seem like a liar to me, and you know, this was predicted, all these shootings. As soon, you know, Trump was shutting down the MK Ultra type things, and now they're coming back online. We're not hearing about what kind of psychiatric drugs these last three shooters were just. It's just like, no, you know, that, why would that be important? What kind of psychiatric drugs they were on? And
maybe they were white supremacist drugs. Who knows? You know, I'm just being facetious here, Tom.
I was going to be so facetious and say, I guess it's all my fault, because I was talking about scriptural things yesterday. I thought we were getting into some interesting truth, deeper truth, and so they had to have some kind of a way to get us off track. But, hey, thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it, Tom. Bob in Missouri, you're on. What's going on in your world? Hello, Bob. Are you there? I guess not. Go to Brian in Kansas. Brian, how are you, sir?
Good. I'm with Sherry, your first caller. I smell false flag, because right now with their COVID crap, all these people that are going to get sick, they're desperate to get our guns. So I just, any of this kind of stuff, I mean, it's just nuts. You, in a normal world, you don't have this kind of stuff going on. And it tells me it's some kind of government op. That's just what I think. So,
well, yeah.
And I got one more comment.
Go ahead.
One more comment. Dave from yesterday said that we don't reincarnate. If he goes to the Bible, 1 Kings 19, there's Christ talking to John the Baptist, and they're talking about their past life where they were together. So anyway, I just... anything we get anywhere, whether it's the black book, black is the color of hate, whether it's all these priests, whatever, I just don't believe anything anymore. I mean, it's getting really bad.
Getting hard in this day and age.
The other One thing, too, you can look on the internet, there's an hour something, Hidden Teachings of Christ, where he talks about where he went to India with the Apostle Thomas and Apostle Matthew on a little sailboat. And what they were learning there was Kundalini Yoga Chakra Dhyana, which I've done twice a day for 10 years. And that's where I get my information on the egregore, the Antichrist, and all that stuff. I find it from within. So what I get comes from within. My feelings come from within. And if everyone was doing that, we wouldn't have this darkness, because you would just flat know they're lying to you. You can see these beings in the other dimensions, and they're saying they're lying to you.
Well,
so
I appreciate
that,
Brian.
Every day.
Yep. I appreciate your input on this.
Okay.
I got a whole bunch of callers holding. Thanks for your call. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir?
Hey, just fine. I have a passing thought quickly, you see. The condition of that grandmother, I wonder if St. Pete asked her right now if she'd want to come back and see the results of it. Yeah, really.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Oh my land, I don't think I'd want to be the grandparent. Not at all.
I mean, to live through that and everybody looking at you because your grandson went out and just blew up a school, shot up a school. I mean, seriously? And now, again, the media is giving us mixed stories. We don't have all the details. And as long as, you know, this is almost like Waco, again, you know, where they go bulldoze all the evidence. We don't know what's going on in Uvalde right now, other than the fact that the FBI and everybody else is there investigating it. If the feds are involved, you know, they're going to keep everything, all the details, as hush-hush as they can, and you're only going to be given, the media will be given part and parcel, and that's it. It's always that way. Just like TWA Flight 800, what do they get? Kahlstrom, James Kahlstrom, Mr. Square-looking FBI agent who gets on there and sounds like that pet cartoon dog. Well, if you don't like it, you could just go home. You know, that dog. You know what I'm talking about, the cartoon dog? Yeah, I mean, Kahlstrom looks just like that guy. Because he's got an honest face. Everybody will believe him. They don't believe a missile came out of Brookhaven Lab and blew up that airplane, because I want to see what's on that flight manifest, Kevin.
Yeah, me too. One more thing before we go. Yesterday, that Orban, the president of Hungary, yesterday, their time, midnight, went into a full wartime mode. Did you read that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they went into full wartime conditions. So when things get bigger ahead of time, people cover up, and they have about an 85-mile border with Ukraine.
Yeah, they sure
do. Thank you, Dave.
All right, appreciate it.
Yes.
God bless you too, sir. Bob in Missouri, you're back on the phone. What's going on?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
You know, what about Fast and Furious? What was the point behind that, Dave? They were going to get the guns out of Mexico, bring it into this country, cause chaos here, and then take them from. How did that work? They got them in Mexico, brought them up here, and said gun owners' shops in here supply the guns, and so they could take the guns away. That was Obama and that thing up in the White House. That's the main thing to think about right now.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, now they got fentanyl, too, thanks to China. They got fentanyl coming across the border as well that we're seizing gobs of. So, you know, the whole thing, we're at war. People don't get it.
We are
against our own government. Our own government doesn't give a damn about our security. If they did, they'd shut this border crisis down. That wall would be up already. We wouldn't be wasting $3 million of taxpayer money a day. Every day that wall doesn't get built, it's costing American taxpayers $3 million. What in hell is going on in Washington, D.C.?
How much is it costing us to bring these... Here's what they're saying is these are Leninist, Marxist Bolsheviks. Who was it? Which was it, Lenin or Stalin, that said the West is corrupt and they'll pay for the rope to hang themselves? That's what this is. You're paying for these invaders. Come in here, pay for their babies, pay for their wealth. Sure, they're going to come up here because they know a bunch of stupid white American suckers are going to pay for them, okay?
Yeah, it's free. Everything is free.
Who wouldn't?
But wait,
who wouldn't?
There's more. Bob, we got Ginsu steak knives. It's free. Just, you know, remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's, you know, what the hell's the matter with the American people, the white people especially? That's who I'm almost ashamed to be called a white man now. And let's go back.
How about, can I call you Caucasian, Bob?
You can call me Caucasian Bob because I am. I'm Irish, English. But anyway, let me just say something. You know, there's something that I want to see the people behind this, which are Bolsheviks. I want to see their modus operandi because they've been using the same thing all the time, but they hide it because they run the media. But they've been doing this all throughout the history, especially against this country, which is Christian. And talking about the Ukraine, let me ask you, what was Ukraine usually, what was it originally called? It wasn't called Crimea. You know what it was originally called?
Enlighten me.
Well, Pat was talking about it, okay? He said, we wanted to rearm the Germans because he saw he was being played for a sucker. And he wanted to go up and he wanted to fight, what did he say? The Mongol Russians. But he didn't quite say the whole thing. It was Mongol Turkish Russians, you know, because you know what Ukraine used to be?
What?
Dave. You know what it originally was called?
I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention to Ukraine. What is it?
This is important. This is very important. That's it was called Khazaria. Because that's who Pat wanted to go up and fight with the Khazarians. That's who went in and killed the Russians. They were driven out of Russia. They killed the Tsar, paid for by Chase Manhattan Bank and the Rothschild. But the thing is, you don't know anything about the Khazars?
No, I remember about Tsar Nicholas being killed.
The Khazars, it was right there in Russia, okay? It was the Khazarians. They were in between a Muslim country and a Christian country, so they adopted Judaism, okay? And they call themselves Israelis, you know, Jews. They're not. They keep on talking about anti-Semitic. There's more Semitic in a potato than these people. These are Turkish Mongols. And they're using you. They're suckers. There's no anti-Semitic. They say you say anything against your anti-Semitic. No, they're not Semites. Semites are Arabs. And originally Israelis are not that many around anymore. But this is a big con, okay? Dave, you ought to do it on Khazaria because they're at the bottom of this whole thing. They're the ones that were hired by Rothschild, the Chase Manhattan Bank. They're going to create terrorism, which they're doing right now in this country.
All right. Well, Bob, we appreciate your input. Chad in North Carolina. Sorry, we're out of time here. We might be able to take your call after the bottom of the hour if you are enamored with our next guest, John O'Shea. He will be on here. He's a Christian conservative and proud patriot. We're going to get to the fruit of the tree, the progressive elite's economic carnage. We're going to talk about that after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And, of course, one little note we forgot to add from our last conversation is the teachers and staff at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, were banned from carrying guns. Well, maybe they'll change their tune now that this happened. That's how they can change things, not take away everybody else's guns. That's just not patriotic. It's not part of the Constitution. It's part of somebody else's agenda. We have John O'Shea with us on the phone. He's Christian conservative, proud patriot. He has a website called johnscorner.com. He is a Texan. Gotta love that. I'm down here just south of you. He lives in Fort Worth. And he's the son of Dr. John Thomas O'Shea, now deceased. He was the first of his family born in the U.S. His parents immigrated legally. He has a book out, or an article out, The Fruit of the Tree, The Progressive Elite's Economic Carnage. Obviously, John O'Shea, there's a lot of really weird things happening. You are an expat, too, as a matter of fact, but you're here. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, yeah, we appreciate you taking your time out of your schedule, because I know you're busy. And this Fruit of the Tree, you want to go into a little bit of detail about what's in the article?
Yeah, so as you mentioned on my website, John's Corner, I kind of got to a point with sitting on the couch, not really doing much good. It wasn't really very good for my mental well-being either. So I decided to start a blog website where I started posting articles, basically kind of talking about the problems that are confronting us now. And in a little bit of a different light, I know people talk about the uniparty or the establishment, and you know, candidly speaking, over the last, well, several years, it's kind of bore fruit, where things that previously sounded like conspiracy theory are now proving out to be true. And not just that, but it's like we're living in a bad Kingsman movie plot. You know, with the World Economic Forum and Davos and Klaus Schwab telling us we'll have nothing and we'll be happy as they're jetting off to that meeting at a Swiss ski resort in their private jets and staying in their mansions. and then the World Health Organization and how they're now trying to round things up. And it's just, so what I've tried to do is write a series of articles tackling a topic that's current and then trying to frame it as to where how things that are taking place right now are kind of the things that Donald Trump had discussed, which is this, the game is rigged. This is not about the average American man and woman. It's not about the middle class or the working class. It is about the oligarchs in our country. And I think it's highly, highly unethical. I think it's beyond corrupt. And I think it's time for us to actually pull the veil from in front of our face and see what's going on and take action.
Well, and that's, I agree with you. And if we have a problem, it's because of the fact that somebody is pulling the strings and trying to take down our economy. That, I think, is part of what the fruit of the tree is about. And this is a real problem with trying to do away with fossil fuels when you do not have a replacement. And as a matter of fact, Biden is, you know, quoted as saying rising gas prices is an incredible transition. That's what he says. And it's like, you know, the more they pay, $6 to $10 a gallon, well, maybe people won't depend on fossil fuels as much. But see, he has no alternative plan. This is a problem with someone that has no brain, which is why I call him Scarecrow, because if he only had a brain, we might actually be somewhere.
Yeah, and the only thing that I might slightly change about that is that I don't think this is just an unintentional incompetence. I'm afraid that it's more nefarious.
Oh, I think you're right. It is nefarious. Why? No, elaborate a little bit on that.
Well, so I don't think that this is just mere happenstance. I think this was intentional. I think that they being whoever it is that is actually behind the scenes, you know, pulling the strings. I mean, when you hear the president say, oh, I can't answer this question or can't talk to you or I'll get in trouble. In trouble from who? So I think, you know, it's pointless to pretend like he's actually the person in charge or the person calling the shots. You know, whether it's, you know, Ron Klain, whether it's Barack Obama, whether it's some kind of other group of people. But this was intentional. You don't immediately pull down and send signals to the energy industry that you are going to be incredibly anti-oil and gas and then go from being energy dominant, which we were under the Trump administration, to where now we're on our knees. We are literally crippled, and our solutions are going to Russia to ask them to negotiate on behalf of us with Iran, going to Venezuela, going to other nefarious actors who don't bear us any goodwill and becoming dependent upon them for our own energy production when we know we sit on a massive sea of oil and gas just waiting to be untapped. For the first time in a year, we actually have not decreased our net carbon footprint, but we've actually increased it by implementing some of these things that they've done because we were moving in a positive direction. We were leading the world in environmental cleanup. And so, you know, to your point, I mean, I think the idea was to get, you know, gas prices up to $10 a gallon. I mean, there's been stories circulating that along certain gas stations along the West Coast, they're actually reprogramming the gas pumps so that it could have actually that extra digit so they can move prices up to $10 a gallon. Well, you know, as you mentioned, he let the cat out of the bag and said, well, this transition, meaning, again, that it was intentional. The most sinister thing about this is, who does this impact the most? Do I like paying an extra 40 or 50 bucks when I fill up at the tank, you know, at the gas station? No, I don't. But there are people who I literally see as they're pulling out, and I pull in behind them, and I see they've put in $10 or $20 because that's all they have. And they're having to make hard decisions between buying groceries, which are also inflating at an exorbitant rate and will only continue to do so because guess what? Energy greatly impacts our agricultural industry and fertilizer and transportation as well. So they're having to make these hard decisions, and it's impacting the weakest among us, the people that government should be looking out for and protecting. And instead, it's an all-out act of assault for a political agenda, and I just find it morally contemptible and corrupt.
Well, it is, and, you know, so we're all about solutions here at the Power Hour. And, you know, since you've been writing these blog posts, have you come up with anything aside from people building greenhouses and raising chickens and rabbits and, canning vegetables and stocking up on whatever food supply they can stock up on, knowing we might be in it for the long haul?
Well, as crazy as that might have sounded 4 or 5 years ago, actually, I think there probably is a lot of merit to that. And I understand, I agree. I don't like people who just bring you a problem and don't bring solutions. And I think the first step is this is intentional. And so in this article that I wrote, you know, I talk about the problems that we're facing with the economy, and then I try and walk through how it started and how we got there, beginning with Clinton and the NAFTA deal. And, you know, candidly speaking, when I was a younger man and more idealistic and a little more naive, unfortunately, I was for NAFTA, and I didn't, you know, I kind of mocked it and ridiculed alongside everybody else, Ross Perot Jr., saying, do you hear that sucking noise? What? Jobs, manufacturing going, you know, south of the border. Well, guess what? It didn't stop there. And then we decided to, you know, buddy up to the China and allow them into the World Trade Organization and give them favored nation status. And then we shipped our manufacturing overseas to a sworn enemy who utilizes slave labor. That's the reason why. And it's all in the name of additional corporate profits. Well, then you had the housing bubble pop. And as a result of that, the Fed changed policy from fighting inflation to fighting asset deflation because, again, they're sworn to the interests of the oligarchs and they couldn't have their stock markets crumbling. And so then you had zero interest rates. Well, all this leads to where we are now. You throw Ukraine on top, and that's just the cherry on the cake. It's not the cause of the inflation. The cause of inflation is unbridled spending coupled with the Fed printing money like it's just a nonstop printing press. And so I talk people through that because, again, a clear understanding is the first step. And then because I can't just be doom and gloom, then I try and provide a prescription. And in my mind, the prescription is looking for people who will take an America First MAGA policy, because I don't think it's just a political slogan. I don't think it's just a political ideology. I think it's a moral imperative. We don't think that a man who volunteers at his church and is very active in his community but neglects his wife and kids is a moral man. And that, yet that's exactly what we're doing. We have people here suffering. We have illegal immigrants coming over the border, taking our services, tying up our courts and our legal system, and you know, competing for people, you know, for working class jobs, and yet what are we doing? We're passing a $40 billion budget to send money so Ukraine can continue to fight a losing war, which has no national interest for us whatsoever. So my did and get off the couch. And maybe it's not that they write articles. Maybe it's not that they get into debates or get on radio shows, but they need to become involved at the grassroots level. I became a Republican Party precinct chair. I've become very active in that. I'm looking at the candidates. I'm researching. And I'm not just voting for somebody because they have an R by their name anymore. You know, for example, we had in the primary here last night a great MAGA type attorney general, Ken Paxton, who fortunately beat George P. Bush, which was another one of the establishment Bush types. And, you know, we need people to understand that there's a difference in these candidates. All you have to do is see how many Rand Pauls are there that will stand up and speak on our behalf and our interests. Well, we need about five times that many at least. And we're fortunate we finally have the problem unmasked in front of us, staring us in the face as the midterm is coming up. And it's time for us to get active and to send a very clear message.
Well, I've been saying this all along, John, about the idea of voting for the person, not the party. And unfortunately, the problem.
Correct.
When you have a one-party system, and I say that loosely because of the fact that you've got Democrat, Republican, you've got rhinos that are crossing back and forth depending on which way the wind is blowing and which way they're going to benefit. And they've gotten to D.C. They've gotten corrupted. A lot of the rhinos need to go. I mean, that's the only way. Getting rid of the Mitch McConnells and the Kevin McCarthys and all of this rank and file BS that's going on up there. We need to get rid of all that and put people in that have conservative Christian values and understand what this country was founded on and the fact that we got to go back to that in order to sustain ourselves. So that's kind of my take on it. But the scenario, I mean, you hit the nail on the head when you said that you need to vote for that person and do the research, and I'm glad you're doing that. That's at least one positive step.
Yeah, no, I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. That we need more people, but you know, our founding fathers did not envision a career political class of people who were going to presumptively know better than us how we're supposed to live our lives, which one I find just utterly laughable because half the people I see on CNN or C-SPAN or Fox, you know, are such bumbling buffoons that I think, you know, there's no way in hell that you know, 1% of those people, you know, passed most people's daily IQ for functioning in this world. But the other thing I'd say is that, you know, just because that's the way that they think that we should live our lives, that's not some moral prescription for everybody to follow suit, especially when 80% of the country disagrees with them and what they think is in our best interest. So, I mean, it's time that we have, you know, Matt Gaetz, who's a very polished speaker and maybe a little bit more of a political creature, but, you know, he speaks very MAGA, you know, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, Jim Jordan. We need a whole army of those. Unfortunately, I think we see a very deepening of the bench with like a J.D. Vance, a Blake Masters, you know, Joe Kent. There are a number of patriots who are doing this for the right reason, not to personally enrich themselves or to become entrenched in some powers, you know, elite, but are actually concerned patriots to want to see this country flourish again. And God willing, we'll get enough of those elected here in November that they can hold back this current illegitimate regime, and then we can focus on 2024. We need to get MAGA back in office.
Makes sense. Now, you're a small business owner and real estate developer, and I wanted to get into that for a minute because you purchased a quarry, you got two concrete companies, over 700 acres of land, we have a housing shortage, and out of curiosity, I'm a real estate developer as well. I build steel SIP homes. Because of the fact that wood is so expensive, we're building houses out of steel and foam. And so there's a solution right there. We have and have promoted on the show Community Land Trust. Have you ever given that any thought?
No, and that's a novel approach, and I think we need to start looking at some of these kinds of solutions. You know, we need out-of-the-box thinking for the previously unimaginable problems that are facing us these days.
Well, I mean, with 700 acres of land, you sure could build a huge community of structures like this that are actually, you know, these are Category 5 hurricane resistant. So I have been involved in this for about the last 2.5 years. And, I mean, I'm not getting rich off it, but I'll tell you what, I'm helping a lot of people. And that's what matters is, you know, people need a place to live. They don't need a McMansion.
Yes.
Part of the problem is they're not teaching people in school. They're getting a liberal education, all right. They end up with a whole bunch of student loan debt. And then this liberal education they're getting, they get out and say, well, I went to a liberal college. I want everything for free. And see, America just doesn't work like that. The way that God's principle was, you don't work, you don't eat. It's the way it is. So, you know, I'm happy to see that you are doing this. And I'm just curious as to what your intention is as far as this development.
Well, actually, we're working with a couple of communities to help tailor the development. You know, unlike a lot of developers, we've picked actually tertiary markets where we can see the path of development coming, and but have good and vibrant employee bases. And so we've gone to the cities and have said, what is it that you see you need? These are the things that we think we could bring that would really help round out your community. And in most situations, we've agreed. So we are. We're doing, you know, some multifamily. I know there's a big emphasis these days on single detached for rent houses because a lot of people are either, you know, transitory in a neighborhood or don't have the money to buy. So we're providing that. We're selling lots to local builders. And we're also building some retail and office component as well because that's kind of what the city leadership had told us that they themselves need. But, you know, based on what you were talking about, the material and how you're constructing homes, I'm actually very familiar with it, and it's kind of funny the way that you characterized it as, you know, providing a service and a need for a community while also benefiting, but not being necessarily profit motivated. It reminds me of somebody that we've worked with actually on one of the developments, a gentleman named Terry Horton, who is one of the brother of D.R. Horton, Donnie Horton, and one of the founders of that company. He he actually is patented a system that's very similar, and again, to your point, you know, kind of hurricane resistant, tornado resistant, earthquake resistant, and very fast and flexible to erect, and very low cost. And so, you know, I think you, hat tip to you for focusing on that. And I think it's interesting that somebody else who I know is in that same space is doing it for exactly the same reasons.
Well, my house in Texas here that I'm building went up in 9 days. Show me another
one.
It's
unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah, no.
I've
watched a couple of them be erected. Oh, yeah, you can carry those panels around individually. Yep.
You can. It is amazing. And folks, you know, see, this is one of the reasons why we have people like John O'Shea on, because, one, he's doing right thinking. He's in a right mode to deliver solutions. He's actually going to the cities and making offers. He's getting involved in the community. This is a thing that we have been promoting on the Power Hour. And, of course, if you have any questions or inputs, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. You can chime in. We've only got a few minutes left, but you might have something to add to the conversation. John, you know, I appreciate it, having a businessman on here that's got boots on the ground. So, the reception, obviously, with everything that you've done so far, has been good or mixed or what?
No, so far it's been good. I've actually been pleased with some of the people whose acquaintances I've gotten to meet, some other like-minded people. I've visited with Raheem Kassam from the National Pulse about a couple of things, and then Terry Schilling from the American Principles Project, and in fact, we're actually talking about putting together some advertising to go out and primary some of these rhinos who are the unit party establishment types, and trying to get some skins up on the wall so we can send a clear message that if you cross MAGA, if you cross the America First people, you know, which is, again, the citizenry of this country, then we're going to be coming for you. So I've been pleased with that. Obviously, I'd like to get my message out a little more wide and far. But and then as from the business side of things, it's been very rewarding. I've only been back in the country less than 3 years, and we actually just opened up a second quarry that begins operations next month. And you know, we employ over 100 people, and one of the greatest accomplishments, I think, is that we had a young man that we had kind of groomed into a management position, and he called to thank us because he said he's going to be the first person in his family to buy his own home, and he was to just put a contract offer in. And
wow.
Knowing that we're making not only impacts in the community, but we're making impacts in our employees' lives like that, that's very rewarding.
It is. Good for you and good for him. I'm glad that that's happening in his life. And, hopefully, and again, I caution people about going out, especially in times like this, and buying McMansions. It's just not my cup of tea and shouldn't be anybody else's. We obviously see what's going on. The future looks even more bleak than we already are accustomed to. I don't know for sure, other than November, that we have a way to reverse the tide. Now, the position that you said you're in with the Republican Party at this point, you want to elaborate on that and what you're doing to try to make a difference?
Sure. So one of the people who I listen to, in addition to programs such as yourself, because the corporate media have a narrative and they're in lockstep with the powers that be. I mean, look at when it was exposed that Fox News was taking money from the FDA and the CDC to promote the vaccine jab. So you hear a Tucker Carlson railing about the vaccine injuries, and the next thing you do is you see a commercial being sponsored by the government touting going out and getting vaccinated. So, but a gentleman, Steve Bannon, who many people are familiar,
sure,
a former Wall Street banker, and then managed to help navigate and a strategist for Donald Trump, has a program called Steve Bannon's War Room. And he had a couple of gentlemen on that talked about the Republican Party is different than the Democrat Party in many ways, but one of the most fundamental is that it is a very grassroots, bottom up, and the power really resides with the precinct chairmen of the party, kind of view them as like the official delegates for the actual Republican Party. And so he encouraged everybody to go out and get involved. And in fact, I went and looked at the Tarrant County Republican website and was shocked to find that probably about 60% of the precinct chair positions weren't even occupied. And so I wrote, and in fact, it was funny. I had to convince them that I was a Republican but had been out of the country for a while, and in fact even elicited the help of my friend who I mentioned, Ken Paxton, to write a letter on my behalf speaking to my conservative bona fides. And I finally got approved and sworn in, and I'm happy to say that I'm noticing more people getting involved and more people getting engaged, and I'm starting to notice a broadening of the group. There are younger people. There's more diversity in the group that's getting involved, and I think there's some energy being brought to the party, which was much needed.
Well, it is, and as precinct chairman, you get to monitor and you know, you're in somewhat of a position of control. You make some pretty tough decisions as far as the election cycle goes and making sure everything runs the way it's supposed to, right?
Correct. And the good news is, for most people, if you go out and look, chances are there is a empty precinct position in your precinct. And so if anybody's desirous to get involved, there's more probably a greater chance than not that position is available for them to do.
So you're a precinct chairman in Tarrant County?
Yes, sir.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we appreciate your time, John O'Shea. The article is The Fruit of the Tree, The Progressive Elite's Economic Carnage. Go to his website, johnscorner.com, and read the article. We appreciate your time and coming on the Power Hour. We'll have to have you back again, and we'll see what November brings, and it would be a good time to talk about if you've got any new stuff coming out that you want us make us aware of here on the show. We appreciate you and your time and effort and everything that you're doing to try to help the Make America Great Again campaign get back in full swing and change this country and make a difference.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
You bet, John. Thank you. God bless you, sir. We've got a break coming now, and we will be back with John Willard Water. That's right. After the top of the hour break, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.